Today's daf is Gittin Daf Dalid. We are a little bit behind. We are two lines from the bottom of Daf Gimel Amid Aleph Ule Rabba. Today's daf is being learned. Ilui Nishmas Chaim Elazar B'Yibadol Chaim Reb Shimshin Aryeh. So we're Be'ezra Hashem in the beginning of a new Masechta, Masechtas Gittin, which began with a rather well-known halacha. Hamevi get mi medina sayam, tzarech sheyoymar befanai nechtav u befanai nechtav. A shliach lahilacha that brings a get from medina sayam, chutz laretz, to Eretz Yisrael, he has an obligation, it's rabbinic, he must say the following words, befanai nechtav, the get was written in my presence, u befanai nechtav, and the get was signed in my presence. The Gemara brought a machloik is Rabba and Rava. Why Chazal made this takana? Rabba said, "Lefi she'in b'kiyum l'shma." It's because the Seifrim in Chutz La'aretz were not baki in the laws of l'shma. As a result, when a get arrives from Medina Sayam, there's a concern that maybe the get was not written l'shma. A get has to be written l'shma. It says in the Torah, v'kasav la, and from there we learn that there's a halacha that it needs to be written l'shma, being that there's a concern that maybe it wasn't written l'shma, Chazal made a takana, let the shliach say b'fanai nechtav u'b'fanai nechtav. By saying that, ultimately, we would be mevarer whether, in fact, the get was written l'shma. Rava argued. Rava said that's not the reason. Chazal and Mesakin to say b'fanai nechtav u'b'fanai nechtam. Rather, the reason is l'fi she'ein edim mitzuyim l'kaimai. We're concerned that at some point, the husband may come and be ma'arer, say that this get is a forged get. Now, there are edim signed on the get, but a husband has a right to claim that the signatures were forged. Ordinarily, in a situation like this, what we would do is kiyum shtaris. We would verify whether, in fact, the signatures are accurate, or like the husband saying, they're mezuyif. But being that the get arrived from Medina Sayam, and the edim that signed on this get are in Yena Magvel, it's going to be very difficult to do kiyum shtaris. As a result, there will maybe be an issue with the get if the husband chooses to be megar. So to preempt that, Chazal made a takana, let the shliach say b'fanai nechtav u'b'fanai nechtam. By doing that, that will verify that the signatures are okay. So if that husband comes at a later date and he's ma'arer, we would not pay attention to the husband. So according to Rabba, it's l'fisha ein b'kiyum l'shma. According to Rava, it's l'fisha ein edim mitzuyim l'kan. The Gemara said, what's the nafgemina between Rabba's understanding of the Mishnah and Rava's understanding of the Mishnah? And the Gemara gave three nafkaminas. The first nafkamina is, k'goyim das yuva beitre. What would be if not one shliach brought the get, but rather two shluchim brought the get? According to Rabba, the chashash is, l'fi she'en b'kiyum l'shma, it doesn't matter if one shliach brings it, two shluchim bring it, or if 50 shluchim bring it. The chashash of l'shma still exists. As a result, the takana of b'fanai nechtav u'b'fanai nechtav would be in place. According to Rava, it's based on a concern that what happens if the husband's ma'ara? Well, if two shluchim bring the get, the shluchim themselves will be able to do kiyum shtaris, and in that instance, you would not have the takana, you would not have to say b'fanai nechtav u'b'fanai nechtav. The Gemara gave a second nafkamida, and that is what would be if a shliach brings a get not from Medina Sayam to Chutz Laretz, but rather mi Medina le Medina be Eretz Yisrael. So, for example, from the northern region in Eretz Yisrael to the southern region in Eretz Yisrael, according to Rabba, the fisha in Bekin l'shma, being that the get was prepared in Eretz Yisrael, there's no issue and no concern that the get wasn't written properly, you wouldn't have the takana b'fanai nechtav b'fanai nechtav. According to Rava, l'fi she'ein edim mitzuyim l'kaimoy, just like from Medina Sayam to Eretz Yisrael, there's a concern of ein edim mitzuyim l'kaimoy, mi Medina le'Medina le'Eretz Yisrael, you have the same concern. And finally, a third nafkamina, what would be if a shliach is bringing a get, ba'oisa Medina b'Medina Sayam? So it's within one Medina, but it's a Medina Sayam. According to Rava, l'fi she'ein b'kiyum l'shma, if this get was prepared in Medina Sayam, you always have to say b'fanai nechtav u'b'fanai nechtav. According to Rava, l'fi she'ein edim mitzuyim l'kaimai, over here it's all within one medina, albeit a medina sayam. There's no concern of edim mitzuyim l'kaimai, and therefore the halacha is you would not have to say b'fanai nechtav u'b'fanai nechtav. The Gemara said that why did Rava insist that the pshat in b'fanai nechtav u'b'fanai nechtav is the way he said it, and why did Rava insist that the pshat and b'fanai nechtav is the way he said it? So the Gemara said that Rava had a fundamental problem with Rava's time, and Rava had a fundamental problem with Rava's time. The reason Rava didn't like Rava's pshat is because according to Rava, really, the purpose of Bifanei Nechtav or Bifanei Nechtam is to verify that the signatures are legitimate signatures. So that if the husband's ma'arer and you can't do Kiyum Shtaris, everything will be okay. If that's the case, Tainas Rabba, that would explain why there would be a takana for the shliach to say Bifanei Nechtam. But why are you saying Bifanei Nechtav? Must be there's something about the ksiva that we're worried about. The ksiva of Lishma, hence the tam of Lefisha and Bikin Lishma. Rava didn't like Rabba's pshat because the takana was to say Bifanei Nechtav or Bifanei Nechtav. And according to Rabba, what's the punchline? Bifanei Nechtav Lishma, Bifanei Nechtam Lishma, so that it's Iker Chasim and HaSefer. It doesn't sound that Chazal's takana Bifanei Nechtav is related to Lishma, because if it was related to Lishma, then say the word Lishma. Now Rabba explained himself, and Rabba said that the idea is to engage the shliach in a conversation and then ask him, was this get prepared lishma or not? But Rabba said at the end of the day, to me it seems a little bit dachuk, and therefore Rabba very much didn't like Rabba's pshat. Rabba very much didn't like Rabba's pshat. Another thing that emerges from the machlokes Rabba and Rabba, and this is really a fundamental point in terms of understanding the sugya, which we're not learning b'iyan at all, but at the same time, to understand a little bit better what's happening, and that is that according to Rava, when the shliach says b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtam, he's saying edus on the kashrus of the get. According to Rava, when the shliach says b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtam, he's saying edus on the chasimos of the get. So in Rava's world, the shliach is testifying that the get was prepared properly. Because the halacha, it has to be lishma. We're concerned maybe it wasn't lishma. The shliach is saying edus that it was prepared lishma. According to Rava, the shliach is not talking about how the get was prepared, but rather the shliach is talking about the signatures. He's saying these are bona fide, legitimate signatures. This is not a fraudulent get. In other words, he's testifying on the signatures. It's a form of kiyum shtaris. So according to Rabba, it's edus on the kashrus of the get. According to Rabba, it's a form of kiyum shtaris. Now, either way, the shliach is saying edus. And that really brings us to the last part of the recap. We just recapped the entire beginning of the Masechta. And that is that if the shliach is saying edus, whether he's saying edus like Rabba on the get, or whether he's saying edus like Rabba on the signatures, isn't this a davar she'be'erva? And we know the rule. Ein davar she'be'erva. So l'chayri, you should need two edim. How could the shliach say edus on his own as an ed echad? And the Gemara went through a long shak of Atariya, but what emerges l'maskana is, it's true, this is a chiddush, but mishum iguna akilu be'rabanan, compounded with the fact that we're confident that the shliach was made diktayit. He did a due diligence. And the reason is because when he says b'fanai nechtav b'fanai nechtam, he can't do it b'chadrei chadarim. He has to make a presentation in front of two people, in front of three people. We'll see more about this tomorrow. But the point is, it's something that was done b'pumbi. It was done in a public forum, and we assume, therefore, that he probably got it right before he would set himself up for this. The bottom line is, maybe get medina. According to Rabbi, you're saying edus on the get. According to Rabbi, you're saying edus on the chsimus. Isn't it a davar she'be'erva? Yes. Meshum aguna kilu be'rabanan, compounded with the meidik dayik. The Gemara mentioned three nafkaminas between Rabbi and Rava. And with that introduction, we begin the daf. Although, before we start the daf, we do need to mention one other point of Hakdama, and that is, we mentioned already in the Hakdama to the Masechta that there's a Machloikis Tanoim that underpins the entire Masechta's Git. Machloikis Remeir and Rabbi Loza. Eidei Chasima Karti or Eidei Mesira Karti. So, Gerishin is a Davish of Erva, and the rule is Ein Davish of Erva Pachas Mishnai. So you have to have two Eidim in order to effectuate a Gerishin. And as we spoke already about the requirement to have Edim for a get is similar to the requirement to have Edim for a Kedushin. They're not just necessary in the event that someone is ma'arer and suggests that maybe it never really happened. You need the Edim to be Mekayim the Gerushin. Just like you need Edei Kedushin to be Mekayim the Kedushin. So without Edei Gerushin, Sinitokan Gerushin. And it was Machlokes Rav Meir and Rabbi Lazar, which Edim are the Edim that make the Gerushin happen. According to Rav Meir, it's the Edim that sign on the shtar. Edei Chasima Karti. According to Rabbi Lazar, it's the Edim that witness the Venosan Beyada, the handing over of the shtar from the husband to the woman, Edei Mesira Karti. So according to Rabbi Meir, it's Edei Chasima Karti. According to Rabbi Lazar, it's Edei Mesira Karti. There's a very interesting derivative, nafkamina, and really this is Yisodi, that comes out from the Machloikis, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Lazar. And that is, the Torah says that a get is a document. V'kosav lo sefer krisus, v'nosam v'yodav v'sholchami beisa. It's those few words that really are the entirety of Masechtas Gittin. What does v'kosav lo mean? So you'll say, what do you mean? It's what it sounds like it means. V'kosav means to write. You write a shtar, that's what it means when it says in the Torah, v'kosav lo. That's a good answer, but not everybody agrees with that. It's mavur that Rameir that holds, Edei Chasim Akarti holds, that when the Torah said v'kosav lo, it actually is not referring to the Ksivas Aget, but rather it's referring to the Chasimas Aget. And v'kosav lo should be read and understood as if it would have said v'chosam lo. In other words, Rameir's sheet of Edei Chasim Akarti goes so far that when the Torah says v'kosav lo, it doesn't really mean Ksiva. What it's referring to is Chasima. V'kosav as if it would have said v'chosam. And if that's the case, there are some major implications, because there's a lot of halachas that we know from the words v'kosav lo. And according to Rav Meir, if v'kosav really means v'chosam, then all those halachas are not negeya the ksivas aget, but rather than negeya the chsimas aget. But this is a very important toitsa that comes about from the machlokes Rav Meir and Rav Elazar. According to Rav Elazar, Edei Mesira Karti, so v'kosav lo means what you would think it means. It's the ksivas aget. Whereas according to Rav Meir, who holds Edei Chasima Karti, v'kosav lo really means the chasima saget. Either way, we pick up again two lines from the bottom of Daf Gimel Amid Aleph. The Gemara is going to ask a kasha now on Rabbah, who holds that the takona of b'fanai nechtav u'b'fanai nechtam was v'fisha ein b'kiyun l'shma. Zok the Gemara, the Rabbah, d'amad v'fisha ein b'kiyun l'shma. According to Rabbah, that holds that the reason the chacham made a takona that I may be get m'medina seyam tzarech shiyoyim b'fanai nechtav u'b'fanai nechtav is l'fisha ein b'kiyun l'shma. Man hay tana, zok the Gemara, Rab, who is the tana that holds the boy ksiva l'shma u'boy chasima l'shma, that side the ksiva has to be l'shma and side the chsima has to be l'shma. Meaning, if the reason we're saying b'fanai nechtam is to verify l'shma, then it sounds like side the ksiva has to be l'shma, side the chsima has to be l'shma. The ksiva has to be l'shma, that's why you say b'fanai nechtav. The chsima has to be l'shma, that's why you talk about the chsima. You say b'fanai nechtam. If only the ksiva had to be l'shma, then you'd only say b'fanai nechtav. If only the chsima had to be l'shma, then you would think that the takana would be to only say b'fanai nechtav. From the fact that the takana is to say b'fanai nechtav and to say b'fanai nechtav, it's pretty clear that the halacha is, according to Rabbah, that the Tana of the Mishnah holds that side the ksiva has to be written l'shma and side the chsima has to be written l'shma. And the Gemara says, I don't understand. Who is the Tana in Shas that holds that Sai Ksivas Aget has to be Lishma and Sai Chsimas Aget has to be Lishma? Now, what's the Makar that Aget has to be prepared Lishma? It says in the Torah, V'kosav La. La means Lishma. So essentially, the Gemara's Kasha is, who is the Tana that holds that when it says V'kosav, it means Sai the Ksiva and Sai the Chasima? So the Gemara, E Rameyer, if it's Rameyer who we just spoke about in that second introduction, Chasima by Ksivile Bay. Going to Rameyer, Lachuri, you should need that the Chasima should have to be Lishma, but you should not need that the Ksivit should have to be Lishma. Why? Because Rameyer, as we said, holds that when it says in the Torah, V'kosav lo, it doesn't really mean Ksiva, it means Chasima. What's the Makar to this, the time we learned to the Mishnah? In Kaisvim B'molchob L'Karka, Taloch is he not let a writer get on Mechuber L'Karka? The reason is because it says in the Torah, v'kosav lo sefer krisus v'nosam b'yado. And if you would write a get on mechubal karka after the ksiva and before the nesina, you would have to do something. You would have to do a ketzitza, right? You can't give something to someone if it's attached to the ground. So inevitably, you would have to detach it from the ground before you do the mesira. And from the fact that it says in the Torah, v'kosav v'nosan, it's mashmin, you can't have anything in between. That's the makar that you can write a get b'mechub l'karka. Stating that, the Mishnah says like this, ein kosvin b'mechub l'karka. You can write a get b'mechub l'karka. Kosvoy ala mechub l'karka. Let's say you wrote the get on mechub l'karka, tolshoy, then you cut it, chosmoy, and you signed the get, the Edom did, when the get was detached. V'nasla, then the husband gave the get over to the woman. Kosher, it's going to be kosher. Now this is a Stam Mishnah. Stam Mishnah is Rav Meir. Rav Meir is the one that's talking in this Mishnah. And it's clear that Rav Meir holds that although lechatchila, you're not supposed to write the get b'mechubah l'karka, but b'di'evet, ksivas haget could be b'mechubah l'karka. The only thing that even b'di'evet has to be talush is the chasima, right? Just read the Mishnah again. Ein koisvin b'mechubah l'karka. Lechatchila, you can't write the get b'mechubah l'karka. Kosvei al mechubah l'karka, if you did write it, as long as it was tolshu and then chasmu, as long as the chasima happened after it was tolush, then v'nasla kosher, if you give it, it's going to be okay. So the Tana of the Mishnah, who is Rameir, Stam Mishnah is Rameir, clearly is of the opinion that this kpeda of mechubah is only true for the chasima, it's not true for the ksiva. And this is Rav Meir's shita, that Rav Meir holds, that what it says in the Torah of a kosav, ede chasima karti, what does it really mean? It means v'chasam. Thus the drosha that says you can't have anything between the v'chasam and the nasan, means you can't have anything between the chasima and the nasina. But the point is, that you see from here, that according to Rav Meir, v'chasav means v'chasam. It doesn't mean v'kasav, because if it meant v'kasav, just like it's ma'akiv that the chasima be betolish, it would be ma'akiv that the ksiva also be betolish. Now Rashi is ma'orer that even though we're saying that according to Rav Meir, v'kasav means v'chasam, and therefore it's only ma'akiv that the chasima be betolish, but it's not ma'akiv that the ksiva be betolish, but you still see the Mishnah says, ein koisvim b'mechub l'karka, that lechat chila you're supposed to write the get, where it's Tolush. And Rashi says, that's true, but that's only a gzera. It's a gzera shem yachta b'mechover. If you would write up a mechover, we would concern you may sign up a mechover. But at the end of the day, from the fact that it's kosher b'dieved if you write it b'mechover, but it's possible b'dieved if you signed it b'mechover, that's a raya that Rav Meir holds that when it says in the Torah v'kosav, it doesn't mean v'kosav, but rather it means v'chosav. Now, if when it says v'chosav, it really means v'chosav, and what's the makar to lishma from the word law? So you see that the chesima has to be lishma. But you have no makar that the ksiva has to be lishma. So again, who is the tanda that holds b'fanai nechta v'b'fanai nechta say the ksiva, say the ksima has to be lishma? If Rameir holds it when it says in the Torah v'kasav, it means v'chasav. And he Rabbi Lazar, maybe it's Rabbi Lazar who holds edem asir karti. According to him, when it says in the Torah v'kasav, it for sure means the ksiva. But the problem is ksiva by ksima by bay. So okay, so you have a makar that the ksiva has to be lishma v'kasav la, but no makar that the ksima has to be lishma. So the kash is mamon v'shach. According to Rameir, when it says in the Torah v'kasav, it means v'chasam. Okay, so you have a makar v'chasam la. The ksima has to be lishma. And according to Rabbi Laz, when it says in the Torah v'kasav, it means the ksiva. So you have a makar v'kasav la that the ksiva has to be lishma. So I have a makar that there's a Tana that holds Chzima, I have a Makar that there's a Tana that holds Chziva. But who is the Tana that holds Saida Chziva and Saida Chzima? Both have to be Lishma. According to Rabbah, the Tana of the Mishnah that says, Befanai Nechtav, Befanai Nechtav, holds Saida Chziva, Saida Chzima. The Gemara doesn't know who this Tana is. So the Gemara is going to now try a few possibilities. V'chiteima, maybe Loilam Rabbah Lazar. Maybe the Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbah Lazar. Who holds that when it says V'kasav means Chziva? He holds Eidei Mesira Karti. V'chilei Boi Rabbah Lazar Chzima Lishma, but they write so. Although it's true, Rabbi Lazar holds that midday raisa v'kasav only means ksiva. See, you don't need the chsima l'shma midday raisa, but maybe midday rabbanon boy. Maybe midday rabbanon you need the chsima l'shma. So it's very good. You need the shliach to say b'fanai nechtav l'shma to fulfill the day raisa the gechiyav of v'kasav la. And then he has to say b'fanai nechtam to fulfill the rabbinic obligation that the chsima also be l'shma. Meaning, just because v'kasav means the ksiva doesn't preclude the possibility that maybe midday rabbanon there's a halacha that the chsimas of the Edom have to be lishma as well. But the Gemara says it's not true. We have proof that Rabbi Lazar holds that the chsimas of the Edom do not have to be lishma, even midrabbana. What's the proof? We know it from a Mishnah at the end of the Masechta. V'ashlishu gittim sulin, the Rabbanon. There are three gittin that are kashim midrais, not pasal midrabbanon. V'loi boi Rabbi Lazar chsima lishma. And from that Mishnah that discusses those three gittin, what emerges is that Rabbi Lazar holds that the chsimas don't have to be lishma even midrabbanon. What does this all mean? The Tanan, Gimel, Gittim, Sulin. There are three gittin that are possible midrabbanon. The imnisis of lad kasher, but b'di'evet, if a woman would get married using this get and then have a child, the child would be a kasher. Why? Because the get is only possible midrabbanon. I mean that the get is only possible midrabbanon. So if a woman gets married using a get that's possible midrabbanon, the child will not be a mamzer. Meaning, if a man gives his wife a get, and the get is pasul midday raisa, and then she gets married with that get, has a child, she's an eshes ish, the child is going to be a pasul. But being that this get is only pasul midday rabbanan, midday raisa, it's a kosher get, in nisses, if she gets married, the vlad's going to be kosher. What are these three getin? Number one, kasab iksav yadoiv ein olav edim. If the husband was the one that wrote the get, and there were no edim, that get is kosher midday raisa, it's pasul midday rabbanan. A get that was written with Eidim, but there's no Zman. There's a takana that the date that the gerushin takes place needs to be written in the get. If the date was omitted, the get's kosher midei raisa, but it's possible in the rabbanon. Third one is Yesh bo Zman ve'in bo ela eidachad. What would be if the sofer wrote the get, not the husband? There is a Zman, but there's also only an eid echad that's signed. In all these cases, these are three gittim that are possible with the rabbanon, and being that they're only possible with the rabbanon, in this, as if the woman would get married using this get, havlad kosher, the vlad would be kosher. He says, even if there would be no eidim at all, but the get was given over in front of eidim, kosher, it would be kosher. This is Rabbi Lazar Shita, holds eidim esir karti. So Rabbi Lazar holds a get doesn't even have to have eidim. Not just that, Rashi has two pshat on what this means. We'll go Rashi's first pshat, that not only would the get be kosher if there are no eidim, as long as there's eidim esira, but the woman would even be able to collect her ksuba using this get, and she'd even be able to collect her ksuba minachas mishubadim. But the point is that you don't need eidim, and Rabbi Elazar explained himself, she'ein ha'eidim chayisman ala get, elu b'nei tikkun oil. Because the only reason we even have eidim chasim in the first place is b'nei tikkun oil. It's not because the eidim chasim make the get kosher or not kosher. B'nei tikkun oil, meaning that what will be if at some point someone's going to question whether this woman is divorced or not. So if you're going to rely on the eidim asira, they might not be around, they might have died. So like this, if you have eidim that are signed in the shtar, so this is always going to be a maskeris. We'll know that this woman is divorced. But we don't need the eidim. It's only there, mipnei tikkun oilam. But what do you see from here? You see one thing. Rabbi Elazar, who holds eidim asira karti, holds that you don't even need eidim chasima. And even the Rabbanon, you don't need Eidei Chasima. How do you know that? Because Rabbi Elazar is being chaylik with the Tanakama in this Mishnah. The Tanakama holds there are three gittin that are pasul midrabbanon. Rabbi Elazar's chaylik, he says, I hold your gittin are kosher even midrabbanon. Now, obviously, Rabbi Elazar means kosher even midrabbanon, because even the Tanakama only said pasul midrabbanon. So you see, Rabbi Elazar holds that a get that has no Eidim is going to be kosher with Rabbanan. Right, just get this a little clearer. The Tanakhama, the Mishnah says that if you have a get that was written by the husband and there's no Eidim, pasul mid Rabbanan. If you have a get that only has an Eid Echad signed on it, pasul mid Rabbanan. Rabbi Elazar says, no, kosher mid Rabbanan. Also, you see clearly, Rabbi Elazar holds you don't need Eidim. So what's the kasha? If you don't need Eidim, the Eidim definitely don't have to sign Lishma. If you don't even need them, they're only signing if they tikkun ha'ilam. So how is it possible that there should be a halacha of lishma? Again, we're trying to find a tana that holds that side ksivas haget and side chsimos of the get have to be lishma. The question is, who is it? Rav Meir holds v'kasam means v'chasam, so we know v'chasam law. Ksim has to be lishma. Rav Elazar holds v'kasam means v'kasam, so you know v'kasam the ksivas haget has to be lishma. Who holds that they both have to be lishma? So the Gemara says, maybe it's Rav Elazar. Who holds the kasav law means the ksiva sagai. And midday raisa granted, only the ksiva has to be lishma. However, midday rabbanon, the ksiva also has to be lishma. The Gemara says it can't be, because we have a Rabbi Elazar at the end of the Masechta who holds mefurish, eina edim chaisman al ashtar, elam mipnei tikkun ha'olam, and a get is kosher even midday rabbanon with zero signatures on it. So if it's kosher with zero signatures, you zicha can't tell me that it's possible if they sign shalei lishma. If you don't need them in the first place, how could it be worse if they sign shalei lishma? So according to Rabbi Elazar, you don't need chsimos lishma even midday rabbanon. So the Tana can't be Rabbi Elazar. Says the Gemara, okay, the El Rameir, maybe it's Rameir. Same suggestion. Maybe it's Rameir that holds v'kasav really means v'chasam. So midday raisa only the chsimos have to be lishma. However, maybe midday rabbanon the ksiva has to be lishma as well. So although v'chasa means chasima, but maybe midrabbanon you also need the ksiva. In other words, maybe it's Rameh. V'chila boy Rameh ksiva lishma midei raisa midrabbanon boy. Maybe Rameh holds true that midei raisa you don't need that the ksiva should be lishma, but maybe the rabbanon he holds you do have to. But the Gemara says it can't be. Why? Because Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman said, "Oy mehay Rameh, Rameh flake zogin." This is not something he said once. This is something he used to say. Afilu matze ba'ashva. If somebody would find a get in the garbage dump, V'chasmu, and he'd pick it up and he would say, wow, lo and behold, it's my name, it's my Rebbetzin's name. He wants to use this get. If he brings new, fresh signatures, v'nasnula, and he hands over the get, kosher, it's going to be kosher. What do you see from here? You don't need ksivas get, even midrabanan, to be lishma. Because if you would need midrabanan for it to be lishma, how could Rav Meir say that it's kosher? What do you mean? It's kosher midraisa, but it's not kosher midrabanan. Now the Gemara says, v'chitem enam midraisa k'masnina lo, if you'll tell me that, enochanami, maybe it's hakapasa midrabanan. And oymahoy Rav Meir, afilu matzah v'ashma v'chas v'nasa kosher men, only midraisa, but ihachi oymahoy Rav Meir, then the words are wrong. Ramei used to say it's kosher. It's not kosher. Dvar Torah mi boyle. What it should have said was, Ramei used to say that midday raisa it's kosher. Oimer hoy Ramei kosher sounds like it's kosher midday raisa, and it's kosher midrabanan as well. So you see, according to Ramei, that v'kasa means v'chasam. You don't need ksivas aget lishma even midrabanan. So we're stuck over here. Who is the Tana that holds b'fanai nechtav u'b'fanai nechtam? That side of ksiva and side of ksima both have to be lishma. According to Rav Meir, when it says v'kasav, it means v'chasam. So I know the chsima has to be l'shma, not the ksiva. And I happen to know, says the Gemara, we happen to have objective, independent information that Rav Meir holds that even with Rabbanan, you don't need the ksiva, so I got to be l'shma. And according to Rabbi Lazar, when it says v'kasav, it means ksiva, not chsima. And we happen to have, again, objective, independent information that Rabbi Lazar holds that even with Rabbanan, you don't need the ksima to be l'shma. So if that's the case, who is the Tana, the Mishnah, Zokti Gemara Azai? Two suggestions. El Olam Rabbi Lazar. La Olam it's Rabbi Lazar. We're going backwards. That holds when it says v'kasav, it means v'kasav. And midday raisa, only ksivas aget has to be lishma. However, what was the problem with the Tana Mishnah being Rabbi Lazar? You're telling me that maybe, according to Rabbi Lazar, the ksima is midrabanan have to be lishma. The problem is, Rabbi Lazar holds that midrabanan, you don't even need ksimas in the first place. We know that from the Mishnah that says gimel gatul psulin. So if you don't need ksima is midrabanan, how could it be that midrabanan, if there are chsimos, the chsimos has to be lishma? That's what the Gemara says. V'chilei boi Rabbi Lazar, chsima heichad like edom kla. It's true, Rabbi Lazar holds that if no edom sign, it's going to be kosher. But heichad ikka edom boy. But if edom are already going to sign, then they have to be kosher edom. That's the distinction. The Amar Rabbi Abba already said this. Moide Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Lazar's moide, meaning Rabbi Lazar holds that you don't need edom chsima, but he's moide b'mezuyef mitoicha shehu pasal. That if there's something wrong with the signatures, then it's going to be pasal. What does it mean, mezuyef mitoicha? It's like Rashi, shechasam al of karoiv. If a karoiv, a relative, is one of the edim, a pasul, or someone that's generally pasul, or shalai lishma, our case right here. So la'olam, the time of the Mishnah is Rav Elazar. Rav Elazar holds that ksiva saget midei raisa has to be lishma. Ksima saget, you don't need edei ksima. But if you're going to have edei ksima, moide Rav Elazar v'mezuyif mitoicha shu pasul, you better make sure that they do it right. And doing it right means that they're edim ksherim, it also means that it's prepared lishma. Thus, the Tana of our Mishnah is going to be Rabbi Lazar. Rav Ashi said, "Hamani Rabbi Yehuda." Rav Ashi had even a more posh teretz. The Tana of Mishnah is not Rav Meir because he holds only ksima has to be lishma. It's not Rabbi Lazar; he holds only ksiva has to be lishma. It's a third Tana. It's the Tana of Rabbi Yehuda. It's a mefurish Mishnah lekamon where Rabbi Yehuda said that regarding the halacha that a get can't be mechuber. So does it mean that the ksiva of the get can't be mechuber? Or does it mean that the chsim of the get can't be mechuber? We said it's totally in the machalikas Rabbi Lazar Rameh. Koin Rabbi Lazar, v'kasa means ksiva. It's the ksiva that can't be mechuber. Koin Rameh, v'kasa means v'chasam. It's the chsima can't be mechuber. Rabbi Yehuda's poisel, achte ksivasoi, v'chasim masa v'talash. Sai the ksiva and sai the chsima have to be talish. Oh, if that's the case, then v'kasa means sai v'kasa and v'chasam. It actually has a double meaning. If it has a double meaning, and that's how I know that the ksiva and the chsima both have to be talush. That's how I'll know also that the ksiva and the chsima both have to be b'lishma. And the time of the Mishnah, it says, b'fanai nechtav, u'b'fanai nechtav, according to Rabbah, that side the ksiva, side the chsima have to be lishma, is going to be going according to Rabbi Yehuda. So in the final analysis, we have two mehalchim to explain who is the time of the Mishnah, that according to Rabbah holds that the ksiva saget and the chsima saget both have to be lishma. Either it's Rabbi Lazar, who holds v'kasa means ksiva. However, midrabbanon he holds that the chsima also has to be lishma. And although Rabbi Lazar holds that you don't even need edei chasima, but maydi Rabbi Lazar the mezuyif mitoicha sheopa. So the second malach is it's not Rameir, it's not Rabbi Lazar, it's Rabbi Yehuda who holds v'kasav means sai ksiva sai chsima. So to Gemara, a very obvious last question, and that is meikara my time lo mikmina like Rabbi Yehuda. Why didn't the Gemara just say the Tana Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda? We just had an omid and a half of Gemara. Is it Rameir? He holds only Chsima. If it's Rabbi Laz, he holds only the Ksiva. Maybe Rameir holds with the Rabbana. We know not. Maybe Rabbi Laz holds with the Rabbana. Maybe not. Maybe Rabbi Laz holds with the Mitoichai. It sounds like the answer was so obvious. It's a Mishnah layer. And all you would have had to have done is learn a few Mishnayos and a Sechtes Gittin, and you would have known the answer. It's Rabbi Yehuda. You see, Rabbi Yehuda in the Sugya Mechuber holds Vekasa means Ksiva and Chsima. So regarding Lishma, it's the same thing. So why do we just say right off the bat that the time of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda? So the Gemara says Gishmak. First, the Gemara wanted the Tana Mishnah to be Rameir, the Stam Mishnah Rameir, because we know Stam Mishnah is always Rameir. And Madrina Rabbi Lazar, and then we said, okay, if it's not going to be Rameir, let it at least be Rabbi Lazar, the kind of one, because we paskin like Rabbi Lazar regarding, Rashi says, not necessarily in every Sugi and Gittin, but regarding this halacha, we paskin like Rabbi Lazar regarding Edom Asira Karati, regarding the Gimel Gittin Psulin, then we paskin like Rabbi Lazar. So therefore, we thought, L'chatchila, let's make it work with Rameir, Stamish Rameir, let it work with Rabbi Lazar, who we paskin like. Well, we couldn't make it work according to Rameir, according to Rabbi Lazar, maybe, but it was a little hard as well. So therefore, the Gemara said, there isn't always an option that the time of the Mishnah can be Rabbi Yehuda. Either way, the Gemara now is going to continue to discuss the Machloikis between Rabba and Rava, and even attempt to maybe make this a machloikis tanon, etc., etc. Zokti Gemara Tanakh. Rabbi Gamliel, Loimi, Rabbi Gamliel said, Af hamevi min hareken u min hakarka. So we're going to learn the Mishnah now a little bit. When we learned the Mishnah initially, we learned it very, very high level. Now the Gemara is going to go into it a drop more. So again, the first halacha of the Masechta was, hamevi get me medina sayom tzarek shiyoyim ha-befanei nechta v-befanei nechta. Shliach loy lacha, he's bringing a get from Medina Sayyam, Chutz La'aretz. Rabbi Gamliel in the Mishnah said, Afa mevi min arekem u min acheger. Not only if you bring a get from Medina Sayyam, but even if you bring it from Rekem and Cheger. What's Pashav Shah? Medina Sayyam sounds like you brought it from far away, Chutz La'aretz. Says Rabbi Gamliel, it doesn't have to be far away. Even if it's from Rekem and Cheger. Rekem and Cheger were lands in Chutz La'aretz, but were very, very close to Eretz Yisrael. Even then, there'd be a takana b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtav. Rabbi Eliezer took it a step further. He said, "Afilu mikfar ludim lulud." Even if you're bringing it from kfar ludim, which is also in Chutz La'aretz, to lud, but that's even closer than rekem and cheger. The halach is you would have to say b'fanei nechtav u'b'fanei nechtav. So the Gemara is going to analyze now the Mishnah specifically in light of the machloikis Rabbah and Rava. Zok the Gemara. So the Mishnah said, Rabbi Gamliel loymer afa mevi min rekem and cheger. Rabbi Eliezer loymer afa. I feel like for Ludum Lulud. Amr Abaya. Abaya said by Yoris has smuchos l'Eretz Yisrael umvlois betchum Eretz Yisrael. Askin that Rabbi Gamliel was being moisif on the Tanakam and the Mishnah, that not only Medina Sayyam, parts of Chutz La'aretz that are far away, but even Ayores that are smucha is L'Eretz Yisrael, lands that are close by. Rabbi Eliezer was being moisif Rabbi Gamliel, and he was saying that not only lands that are close by, such as Rekem and Cheger, but even lands that are muvlois in the Tchum of Eretz Yisrael. They're literally swallowed inside the Tchum of Eretz Yisrael. So again, it's Chutz La'aretz, but it's surrounded by Eretz Yisrael. Thus, it's considered even closer, quote unquote, than Rekem and Cheger. And that's the three shittas of the Mishnah. The first sheet of the Mishnah is Hamevi get Medina Sayyam, it has to be somewhat far away. The second sheet of Rabbi Gamliel is no, even if it's Rekem and Cheger, even if it's close. And Rabbi Eliezer took it a step further. He said, even if it's muvla, you'd have to say b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtav. Now, Amar Rabbi Bar-Barchana, Rabbi Bar-Barchana said, L'di chazal da'ahu asra. I saw the land of Kfar Ludim, and I saw its relative closeness to Eretz Yisrael. And if you want a description, this is Rabbi Bar-Barchana in Bavel talking about what he saw in Eretz Yisrael, right? Most of the Babylonians had never seen Eretz Yisrael. So he said, V'havi kimi bei kubi lo pumpadisa. So he explained it in their terms. He says, think about bei kubi to pumpadisa. It's really, really close by. But what do you see from the Mishnah? Michal Tanakama sava hani loitzar. Tanakama obviously holds that if you bring a get from Rekem and Cheger, you don't have to say b'fanei nechtav. If you bring a get from Kfar Ludim, Lulud, certainly you wouldn't have to say b'fanei What's going on over here? What's the machloikis? Why does the Tanakhama hold only if you bring it from far away? Whereas Rabbi Gamliel holds even from Rekem and Cheger, and Rabbi Eliezer says even from Kfar Luden. So the Gemara says, "My Rabbi Okamivki." This is probably the machloikis. The Mar Sovar the Fisha in Bikin Lishma. The shita of the Chachamim was that the reason you say b'fanai nechtav b'fanai nechtav is l'fishayim b'gin l'shma. And therefore he held v'hani gmiri. The lands that were really close to Eretz Yisrael, they probably were influenced by the scholarship of Eretz Yisrael. Thus, they were b'kim and l'shma. So he felt there's no reason to have to say b'fanai nechtav if you're coming from Rekem and Cheger, if you're coming from Kfar Luden. Umar Savar, whereas Rabbi Gamliel held l'fishayim edem etzuyim l'kaimai, that the reason you say b'fanai nechtav is a fisha in edem etzuyim l'kaim. V'haninami lo shchichi. But at the end of the day, this is a different land, especially it's across the border, and as a result, it's lo shchiach. So the Gemara says, is it fair to think that maybe the machloikis Rabbi and Rav is really a machloikis tanom? It's the machloikis in our Mishnah, whether the takana b'fanai nechtav is only from Adina Sayam or even from Rekem and Cheger and even from Kfar Ludim. But the Gemara says, like Rabbi metaretz l'tameh, v'Rabbi metaretz l'tameh. Rabbi who holds l'fishayim b'kin l'shma, he could explain that all the tanom in the Mishnah hold l'fishayim b'kin l'shma, and Rav that holds l'fishayim edem etzuyim l'kaimoy, he could explain that all the tanom in the Mishnah hold l'fishayim edem etzuyim l'kaimoy. How's it, Rabbi metaretz l'tameh? Rabbi will explain according to Shita Kuliyam l'fishayim b'kin l'shma. Everybody in the Mishnah holds that the reason you say b'fanai nechtav is l'fishayim b'kin l'shma. The hachavalka mifelgi. You want to know what the machlekes in the Mishnah is? It's as follows: Tanakama sava. The Tanakama holds hani kivin desmuchos. That Rekem and Cheger and Kfar Luden, being that they were so close to Eretz Yisrael, Mikmer Gmiri, so there they were learned. They knew the laws of Lishma. There's no reason to say b'fanai nechtav. V'asu Rabbi Gamliel u'neimar. Rabbi Gamliel came and he added. He said muvlois Gmiri. The Kfar Luden, which is muvla, there I agree it's Gmiri. But smucha is like Gmiri. But Rekem and Cheger, I don't think they were Gmiri. It's not mamish muvla in the tchum of Eretz Yisrael. They're like Gmiri. V'asu Rabbi Eliezer u'neimar. Rabbi Eliezer took it a step further and he said what? Muvlois na miloi. Muvlois also not. Meaning there too you have to say b'fanai nechtav, b'fanai nechtav. And not because they're like Gmiri. But shalei tach like b'medina sayam. Because he didn't like the fact that there's a place in Medina Sayam where you're not going to have to say b'fanai nechtav. So Rabbi Eliezer says if there's a takana and it holds true for the faraway lands that even for Rekem v'Cheger, I think it should hold true even for Kfar Luden. But either way, it could be everybody holds that the reason is l'fishayim b'kiyam l'shma. But the shaila just is, were they b'kiyam the close by Chevra or were they not? And Rabbi Eliezer had even a third idea, and that is shalei tach like b'medina sayam. Rabbi Matarat Zatameh, Rabbi could do the same exact thing. Meaning, the kuliyam l'fishayim edem etzuyim l'kami. Where all the shitas in the Mishnah hold that the reason hamei v'get b'medina sayam tzarech sheyoyim b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechta this because we're worried about the husband being ma'arer and there'll be no way to do kim shtaris. But Tanakama sava, the Tanakama holds hani kim in the smuchos mishka shchichi. Tanakama holds that Rekem and Cheger and Kfar Luden, they were so close to Eretz Yisrael, so there was shiaris mitzuyas l'kaimoy. So therefore, there's no reason to have to say b'fanai nechta. But Rabbi Gamliel lemeimer, Rabbi Gamliel said mivloy shchichi. I agree with you regarding Kfar Luden, which was muvla, but smuchos lo shchichi. Rekem and Cheger, no, it wasn't so shchich. Plus Rabbi Eliezer lemeimer, Rabbi Eliezer said mivloy snami loy, that even the mivloys have to say b'fanai nechta, b'fanai nechta. Why? Shaloy tachloik b'medina sayam. Because again, I don't like this idea that some parts of Medina sayam, yeah, some parts of Medina sayam, not. But the bottom line is, you have no hechrich that there's a machloikis tanoim in our Mishnah. What the reason for b'fanai nechtav or b'fanai nechtam is, it could be everybody holds like Rabba, everybody holds like Rabba, and we can explain the machloikis the way we explain the machloikis. Just one interesting ha'ara that I saw from Reuven Margolis in the Tzaytzeyar, before we go weiter, and that is, say the way Rabba was mefarish the Mishnah, and say the way Rabba is mefarish the Mishnah, the reason Rabbi Eliezer holds, you have to say b'fanai nechtav or b'fanai nechtam, even if you're bringing the get from Kfar Ludim, it's shaloi tachloik b'medina sayah. It's a loy plot. Meaning, you can debate Rekem and Cheger, but it doesn't sound like you can debate Kfar Luden. If the reason is l'fi she'ein b'kiyam l'shma, that for sure b'kiyam l'shma. And if the reason is l'fi she'ein shiaris mitzuyas l'kaimoy, there are shiaris mitzuyas l'kaimoy. The reason Rebbe Eliezer would hold that you say b'fanai nechtav, even from Kfar Luden, it's based on the fact that there's a svara to say shloi tachloik b'medina sayam. So kedarke b'kodesh, Rab Reuven Margolis, he brings a whole bunch of examples where this was shitosei shel Rabbi Eliezer. We've just spoken so much about Rabbi Eliezer over the years, so it's just geshmak every time there's a Beis Medrash with a Chiddush in the world of Rabbi Eliezer. And that is that Rabbi Eliezer always had this Shita where he tries to make everything work 100%. So for example, mention two. Yevamis Daf Kuf Ches Amud Aleph. In the Sugya of Kiddushei Miyun, which is a complicated sugya. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Chayzrani al kol study chachamim. I went through all the shittas of the chachamim, v'loi matzasi adam shehishfe midoisa b'ktana. And the only shita I found that was consistent in terms of the way he treats a ktana and halacha is Rabbi Eliezer. Sha'asa Rabbi Eliezer ki mitayelas ima b'chatzir v'ymedes mi'cheke v'tayvelas v'ychelas b'chubal er. Whatever the sugya there is. But the bottom line is, the one shita that he was consistent and he was hishva mitasoy is shita's Rabbi Eliezer. Another example he brings is a Mishnah in the Sechta Shkolin. It's Daf Yud Beis Amar Aleph in Yerushalmi, where the Gemara is talking about a halacha of someone's makdish or his nechassim, what goes to Bedek Abayis, what's kachim mizbech. Am Rabbi Akiva, roya ani es divir Rabbi Eliezer mi divir Rabbi Yeshua, shen Rabbi Eliezer hishva es midosa, v'ilu Rabbi Yeshua chile. So he says, this is always midosa ish Rabbi Eliezer. The Rabbi Eliezer was hishva es midosa. So yishmak etzushtal, here too, Rabbi Eliezer is hishva es midosa. He says that if Chazal made a takono, that I maybe get tzorach shiyoyim Rabbi fanei nechtav, I'm going to split hairs, I'm going to say, reckon the cheger, yeah, but kvaludim not, shaloi tachloi b'medina sayom, this is another Rabbi Eliezer that's being hishven midoysav, where he's implementing a certain consistency into the law, and that is every single part of chutz laretz, you're going to have this halach, fight, tanan. So going back to the Mishnah, hamevi get b'medina sayom, tzarech shiyoyim rabbi fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav. We know what that means. Rabbi Gamliel, loy me'afa mevi min ha'rekam min ha'cheger, Rabbi Eliezer, loy me'afilu mikvar lo'dem ulut. We now know what that means. The next line of the Mishnah, v'chachamim moimim, the chachamim say, einoy tzorach sheyoyim rabbi fanei nechtov v'fanei nechtam, ela ha'mevi min medina sayom, v'hamoylach. The only time you have to say v'fanei nechtov v'fanei nechtam is if you're mevi get min medina sayom, which we already knew, v'hamoylach. Now what does v'hamoylach mean? Sure, what it means is, if you bring a get from Eretz Yisrael, Tzirik Tzivegs, back to Medina Sayyam. Hamevi get Medina Sayyam means from Medina Sayyam to Eretz Yisrael. Hamoylech means you're going the other way. You're going from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz. So it sounds a little bit in the Mishnah that there's a machlekes tanon. If someone brings a get from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, to Medina Sayyam, do you have to say b'fanei nechtav or not? Hamevi get Medina Sayyam, tzorach shem b'fanei nechtav. That's axiomatic. That's the opening line of the Masechta. There's no machlekes about that. It sounds like there's a machlokes. What if you're going in the reverse? V'hamoylech. The chachamim ma'imrim. The chachamim ma'bing moysef. Ein itzorch shiyoyim rabbe fanei nechtu b'fanei nechtam elo. Hamevi medina sayom v'hamoylech. It sounds like the Tanakh Kama holds not hamoylech. In other words, there's a machlokes. If somebody brings a get from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, do you say or do you not say? So it's the Gemara. Tanan. The chachamim ma'imrim. Ein itzorch shiyoyim rabbe fanei nechtu b'fanei nechtam elo. Hamevi medina sayom v'hamoylech. Michal the Tanakh Kama sov hamoylech lo itzorch. Sounds like Tanakh Kama holds that if someone's moylech a get from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, you don't say. My lab alkum yiflegi. What's the machloek is? So the Gemara Meir, the Gemara Sovar, the Fishayim Bekiyim Lishma. The Tanakhama that holds that if someone brings a get from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, you don't say b'fanei nechtav. He holds like Rabba. Now why do you say b'fanei nechtav, the Fishayim Bekiyim Lishma? V'hadik Miri, if you're bringing a get from Medina Sayyam to Eretz Yisrael, you have to verify that it was Lishma. But if you're going from Eretz Yisrael to Medina Sayyam, what are you worried about? Therefore, you don't have to say it. Umar Sovar, whereas the Chachamim of the Mishnah hold like Rabba, the Fishayim Edom Etzuyim Lekaima. And being that that's the case, so why does it matter if I'm going from Medina Sayyam to Eretz Yisrael, or if I'm going from Eretz Yisrael to Medina Sayyam? If the Shioris are not Mitzuyas L'kaimo, then it's going to be the same going in both directions. So it makes sense why you have to say B'fanei Nechtav, B'fanei Nechtav. So this machleik is in the Mishnah, whether I maybe get from Eretz Yisrael to Medina Sayyam has to say B'fanei Nechtav, B'fanei Nechtav. The Chur is the machleik is Rabbi and Rava. But the Gemara says, no. Again, Rabbi Mataritz L'tamei, Rava Mataritz L'tamei. Rabbi is going to tell you, I can learn the whole Mishnah like me, both Shitas, and Rava is going to say the same thing. Rabbi Mataritz L'tamei, Rabbi holds like him, is going to explain the whole Mishnah, L'tamei, the Kuliam. Really, all the shittas in the Mishnah hold that the reason you say b'fanei nechtav is because of lishma. The gzeiras moylach atu may become iflugi. The machlokes in the Mishnah is whether we make a gzeira moylach atu maybe or not. Meaning, being that the reason you say b'fanei nechtav is l'fishayim b'kiyum lishma, it makes sense that only if you're bringing it from Medina Sayyam to Eretz Yisrael, not from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz. Stating that, the Chachamim were worried that if you're not going to say b'fanei nechtav when you're going from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, you may not also say b'fanei nechtav when you go from Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael, and that's already a problem. So the Tanakhama holds leigas rina moylach atu maybe. You don't make a gzeira moylach atu maybe. So a navy needs to say b'fanei nechtav, but a moylach doesn't have to say b'fanei. Whereas the Rabbanon hold Gazrina Moilachatu Mevi, that we make a Gzera Moilachatu Mevi. But everybody holds the Fishayim Bekin Lashma. Rav Matarasal Tameh, Rav is going to do the same thing. Everybody holds that the reason you say Befanai Nechtav is the Fishayim Nedim Matsuyin Lakaimai. If that's the case, then how do you understand the first sheet of the Mishnah? Why then is only Hamevi get Memdina Sayam, Lachaira Hamoilat as well? Zok Rava, there's really no two sheetas in the Mishnah. It's one sheetah. V'Rabbanim Basroi, the Chachamim, referred to as the Rabbanim Basroi, Lefrushei Taima, the Tanakama, who the Asu. They were just explaining the Tanakama. The Chachamim are not arguing. They're explaining that when the Tana of the Mishnah said, Amevi get Memdina Sayam, Tzarech Shiyoyma, Befanai Nechtav, Befanai Nechtav, he didn't only mean if you're bringing it from Medina Sayam to Eretz Yisrael, but he meant even if you're coming from Eretz Yisrael to Medina Sayam as well. Fight tonight. Hamevi get mi medina le medina be medina sayam tzarech loymar befanai nechtav u befanai nechtav. So the next line in the Mishnah, if someone brings a get from medina le medina be medina sayam tzarech sheyoymar befanai nechtav u befanai nechtav. So you're in medina sayam. There's no Eretz Yisrael here. It's from one medina to another medina. Says the Mishnah Mefurish, you have to say befanai nechtav. It sounds like we can make a diak. Now let's just clarify one thing. If someone brings a get from Medina to Medina in Medina Sayam, it's possible you have to say b'fanai nechta, b'fanai nechta. According to Rabbah, the fishayim b'kin l'shma, the get was prepared in Medina Sayam. According to Rava, you're traveling from Medina to Medina. So there's no shiaris mitzuyas l'kaimai. Thus you have to say b'fanai nechta, b'fanai nechta. So if the law, the Mishnah itself, is nishtahin nishtaher, right? It's not in any way indicative of why Chazal and Masakin to say b'fanai nechtav u b'fanai nechtav. The Gemara, however, is going to make a diuk from the Mishnah, and the diuk is where it's going to play itself out. It sounds like the only time when you're within Medina Sayyam you have to say b'fanai nechtav is you're traveling from one country to another country. If, however, you're within the same Medina, it sounds like you don't have to, right? Why does it sound that way? Meaning, what's the deed? Because if every single time you bring a get that's prepared in Medina Sayyam, you have to say b'fanai nechtav, so why are you getting involved in Medina la Medina? I feel the b'ayis Medina is the same thing. Elamai, it sounds like b'ayis Medina, you don't. Zok t'gemar l'rava nich l'rabba kasha. According to Rav, it's good. Because if it's b'ayis Medina, there's no problem of being mekayim, so there's no reason to say b'fanai nechtav. But according to Rabba, this get was, at the end of the day, prepared in Medina Sayyam. L'fi shem b'kin l'shma. So l'churi, you should have to say b'fanai nechtav, b'fanai nechtav. So zok t'gemar, I have a deed from the Mishnah that if someone brings a get b'ayis Medina, b'Medina Sayyam, you don't say b'fanai nechtav. That's a riot to Rav, it's a kasha and Rav. And by the way, this was the third of the three nafkaminas that the Gemara said on that base, on mid base, between Rav and Rav. Right? We had three nafkaminas between Rav and Rav. One of them was Oysen Medina ve Medina Sayam. And here it's playing itself out, L'chayr in the Mishnah. Because from the Mishnah, it's matched from Medina to Medina, Medina, Medina Sayam, you have to say, but Oysen Medina not. Which is literally one of the battlegrounds of this machloikis Rav and Rav. And if it's mefurish that you don't have to say b'fanai nechtav, l'chur, it's a raya to Rav, it's a kasha on Rav. But the Gemara says, Rav is going to tell you no. I hear the diik, but at the same time, I'm not masking to it. Because we're meant to be medayik something from the Mishnah, but something else. Meaning, loy teima haba isa medina medina sayam loy tzarech. Don't be medayik from the fact that the Mishnah said medina 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 sayam. Oh, vice sois, that any other situation in medina sayam, meaning isa medina medina sayam, you wouldn't have to say b'fanai nechtav. Because the oivim, I'll tell you, you'd have to say b'fanai nechtav even if it was isa medina. So then why did the Tana of the Mishnah say medina medina? Just say if you bring a get, medina sayam. It's because the Tana of the Mishnah wanted to teach me a different diik. Ele'ema mi medina medina be'eretz Yisrael loy tzarech. What the Tana of the Mishnah wanted was to teach me that if you're going mi Medina le Medina be'eretz Yisrael, then you don't have to say b'fanai nechta. And the way the Tana of the Mishnah is telling it to me is by saying Medina le Medina be'Medina Sayyam you have to, as opposed to Medina le Medina be'eretz Yisrael. So again, the kasha was that if any time you bring a get that was prepared in Medina Sayyam, you have to say b'fanai nechta. So why are you telling me Medina le Medina be'Medina Sayyam? Any maybe get from Medina Sayyam. It doesn't matter if you're going to Eretz Yisrael, if you're going Medina Medina, or if you're Ba'isa Medina. The Teretz is the reason we're saying Medina Medina is because we want you to know that only Medina Medina but Medina Sayyam do you have to say b'fanai nechtav. But Medina Medina Eretz Yisrael, you really don't have to say. And so, Rabba, that's the diak. And by the way, Rabba, if that's the diak, that's a riot to me. Because that was the second of the three nafkuminas between Rabba and Rava. Three nafkaminas. The second was Medina leMedina Eretz Yisrael. According to Rabbi, you don't say Befanai Nechtav because it was prepared in Eretz Yisrael. According to Rava, at the end of the day, it's Medina leMedina. So you don't have the Sharas Mitzuyas Lekaima. So Zokt, Rabbi, don't be Medayaka Ba'isim Medina Medina Sayam Eitz Arach Loimar and bring a riot to you. Be Medayak that Medina leMedina Eretz Yisrael and Tzarech Loimar and bring a riot to me. But the Gemara says that you can't say that the Diyak of Hamevi get Medina leMedina beMedina Sayam is coming to teach me that HaMedina leMedina beEretz Yisrael and Tzarech Loimar because HaBehedik Tani Lo. B'chur, it says that Meforish in the Mishnah. It says Hamevi get beEretz Yisrael in Tzarech Loimar beFanai Nechtav uBeFanai Nechtav. So it says Meforish in the Mishnah that if you bring a get from Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to say beFanai Nechtav uBeFanai Nechtav. Meaning, why would I need a diyak to teach me this halacha? Isn't that halacha already mentioned Meforish in the Mishnah? So the Gemara says, Imiyahi, had I only had the diyak, Havamina, I would have thought, Hanimili di'evet, Avalachatchilolai. I would have thought that although there is a diyak, that if someone brings a get, Medina, Medina, Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to say Befanai Nechtav, Befanai Nechtav, it doesn't mean that Lechatchilu you don't have to. Maybe it means Lechatchilu you have to, but di'evet, if you didn't say it, it's going to be okay. That's in contrast to ordinarily, if you don't say Befanai Nechtav, it's a problem. We'll see that in tomorrow's stuff. But the point is that if we only had the diyak, I wouldn't know it klar. Kamash Balan, that's why the Tana Mishnah wanted a chazer and make it very, very clear that I maybe get the Eretz Yisrael, ain't tzarech loimar Befanai Nechtav, Befanai Nechtav. So don't ask a kasha that, Rabbi, you need a Mishnah to tell me, ba'ifin diyuk, that if you bring a get, mimedina levdina Eretz Yisrael, ain't tzarech loimar. Isn't it mefurish at the end of the Mishnah? The answer is it is Mefurish. However, the Tana of the Mishnah still felt that it had to say it twice. Incidentally, you'll ask Akasha that if it's Mefurish at the end of the Mishnah, Rashi asks this Kasha. Rashi really asks it on the next Gemara, but I think we could speak it out now already. That if it's Mefurish at the end of the Mishnah, Hamevi get the Eretz Yisrael, Einoi Tzarech Loima Befanai Nechtav Befanai Nechtav, so isn't this Akasha and Rava? How could there be three Nafgaminas between Rabbi and Rava, one of them is Medina leMedina beEretz Yisrael, if it's Mefurish in the Mishnah, right? Doesn't it sound a little bit like it's Mefurish in the Mishnah? The Gemara in a minute is going to ask a similar kasha, but it's going to ask more from a diyak, not from the Mishnah itself. So Rashi says it's really not Mefurish in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah doesn't say, HaMevi get Medina leMedina beEretz Yisrael. It says, HaMevi get beEretz Yisrael. And it could be, HaMevi get beEretz Yisrael means Ba'isa Medina. And Rashi says that even though it's a little bit dachuk, but Mefurish in the Mishnah, it's for sure not ayin sham. Either way, this is the first lishna of the Gemara's approach from the line that said, "Amevi get Medina leMedina Medina Sayam Tzarech Loimar Fanei Nechtav," and how it relates to Rab and Rab. The Gemara thought that there's a diyak here, "Haba Oisa Medina beMedina Sayam Einoi Tzarech Raya to Rava Kashan Rava." The Gemara said, Rabbi can always tell you, that's not the right diyak. The diyak that you're meant to make is HaMedina leMedina beEretz Yisrael leTzarech. And if that's the case, Rabbi said, that's a riot to me, it's a kash on you, Rabbi. So the Gemara now is going to bring the second lishna where everything is just going to be reversed. The ikud the moisniv lahachi. Some had it in the reverse. HaMedina leMedina beEretz Yisrael leTzarech. That again, the Mishnah says, maybe get Medina leMedina Medina Sayam, Tzarech Loimar. It sounds like if it was Medina leMedina beEretz Yisrael, you wouldn't have to. The Rabbi Nichol, the Rabbi Kasha. According to Rabbi, it's good. According to Rava, it's not good. According to Rabbi, it's good. Because Rabbi holds the Fishayn B'kin L'shma. So if the get was prepared in Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to say B'fanai Nechtav. According to Rabbi, the Fishayn Edom and Tzuyin L'kaimoy. So what difference does it matter if it's Medina, Medina, and Medina Sayam, or it's Medina, Medina, and Eretz Yisrael? And as we spoke at earlier, this is one of the three nafkaminas between Rabbi and Rabbi. And you see, L'chura plays itself out Meforish in the Mishnah. So the Gemara, again, this is literally, it's the inverse of the previous Lishna. Loi Tema Medina, LeMedina, Eretz Yisrael, Loi Tzarech, Ele'ema Haba Oisa Medina, BeMedina Sayam, Loi Tzarech. Don't make the diyak that Medina leMedina Medina Sayam as opposed to Medina Medina Beretz Yisrael, but rather make the diyak Medina leMedina Medina Sayam as opposed to Oisa Medina leMedina Sayam. But the Gemara says, Avo Medina leMedina Beretz Yisrael, my tzarech. So you're telling me that if somebody brings a get, Medina leMedina Beretz Yisrael, you have to say Befanai Nechtav, right? That's Rav Ashita. Don't make the diyak as opposed to Eretz Yisrael. Every Medina leMedina really has to. The diyak is Oisa Medina and Chutz Laretz. But the bottom line is, if that's the case, that any time a person brings a get, Medina leMedina, you always have to say Befanai Nechtav, Befanai Nechtav. It doesn't matter if it's a Medina Zayam, it doesn't matter if it's Chutz Laretz. Listen, Hamevi mi Medina leMedina Stam. Then just say, Hamevi get mi Medina leMedina. Why are you getting involved in Medina Sayam? Says the Gemara, Lo'ilam mi Medina leMedina Beretz Yisrael Nami Lo'itzarach. Lo'ilam, I'll tell you, you're right. And the Gemara is going to do an about face, as the Gemara is going to speak out Mefurish. That really, according to Rava, If somebody brings a get, Medina Medina, be Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to say b'fanai nechta, b'fanai nechta. Why is this in about face? Because up until now, in the cheshbon of the sugya, and really right in the beginning of the sugya, that beis amin beis, three nafkaminas between Rabba and Rava, one of them is Medina le Medina b'Eretz Yisrael. According to Rabba, it was prepared in Eretz Yisrael, so there's no problem. You don't have to say b'fanai nechta, b'fanai nechta. According to Rava, you're going from the Galil to Yerushalayim. You do have to. But the Gemara is chayzer from that. And the Gemara says that lo'oyla medina le'medina be'eretz Yisrael nami lo'itzarech. How could that be? Because the kibbutz they call oyla regalim. Because being that the Yidden used to be oyla regal, mishkach shchichi. So it was shchichi that people were traveling from all that over Eretz Yisrael to Yerushalayim. So the Gemara, tenek, b'zman she'beis ha-mikdash kayim. That's all good when there was a beis ha-mikdash. B'zman she'ein beis ha-mikdash kayim ha-yikil ha-meimar. What about when there was no beis ha-mikdash already? So the Gemara, even when there was no beis ha-mikdash, but kivan the ikka batei dinim dikfi, being that they were established batei dinim, mishkach shchichi, Yidden used to travel to the batei dinim, so at the end of the day, Yidden were always traveling around Eretz Yisrael. And being that Yidden were always traveling around Eretz Yisrael, that's why Rava in fact holds that I maybe get mi medina le medina be Eretz Yisrael ein tzarech loymar befanai nechtav u befanai nechtav. Which, as the Gemara is going to speak at in a minute, will knock out one of the three nafkaminas that we had between Rab and Rav. Let's just learn one last Gemara tonight. Shimon Gamliel Loimer, going back to the Mishnah. So we learned Kamat the whole Mishnah already. Rav Shimon Gamliel said in the Mishnah, Afilu me hagmunya la hagmunya, that if somebody brings a get from hagmunya to hagmunya, so this is one city where there's a civil war, or they're not getting along. There's a wall that's separating the city, a proverbial wall. So over there, being that they're not Bisholim, so it's difficult to travel from one side of the city to the other side of the city. So I feel about Isa Medina. If it's Mehagmunya, Lagmunya, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, you would have to say, Befanai Nechta, Befanai Nechta. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak said, and this is the punchline that we need, Ir Achas Ha Isa Eretz Yisrael. There was a city in Eretz Yisrael, Vasasius Shema. The name of the city was Asasius. Vahayu Babes Hagmonios. And there were two Hegmoins. Shayim Akpidim Zalza. They didn't like each other. Vaficha Chutzu Choloyma Magmunya Lagmunya. So Rabbi Yitzchak explained, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel meant, he was referring to the city of Asasius, which was in Eretz Yisrael. And you have to say Befanai Nechtav. Zok the Gemara, and this is the last Kasha. L'Rava Nicha L'Rava Kasha. According to Rava, I understand why you would have to say Befanai Nechtav. Even though you're in Eretz Yisrael, and even if it's one Medina. Why? Because it's Mehagmunya Lagmunya. They're not traveling freely. As a result, we're worried. You might not be able to do Kiyam Chashtaris. But the Rabbi Kashna, but according to Rabbi, this get was prepared in Eretz Yisrael. Zok de Gemara, and this is one of the important punchlines in the Sugya, and that is, very important line, Rabbi Islay de Rava. Rabbi really holds like Rava. Wow. So Rabbi's Maida, Lefisha Enedem Etzuyim Lekayimah. So what then is the Chiddush of Rabba? Rabba holds that in addition to Lefi Shein Edom Etzuyim L'Kaimoy, also, B'noisef L'zeh, Rabba holds Lefi Shein B'Kiyum L'Shma. So Rabba holds that Takana B'Fanai Nechtav U'B'Fanai Nechtav was solely and exclusively for Kiyum Shtar's purposes, whereas according to Rabba, it has a double function. Tzai, it's a Kiyum Shtar's, and Tzai, it's Lefi Shein B'Kiyum L'Shma. Zok the Gemara. Based on what we just said, now we just said a few things. First of all, we said that I maybe get mi medina le medina be'eretz Yisrael. Everyone holds that the halacha is that you don't have to say b'fanai nechta v'b'fanai nechta. According to Rabba, there's no problem with fishay b'kin l'shma, and even according to Rava, who we now know Rabba also agrees to, but the ilu regalim or mishka shchichi, there was no problem. So if that's the case, says the Gemara, my benayo, let's revisit the three nafkaminas that we had in the beginning of the sugya. So really, this line is taking us back to that Beis Amidei, the first Gemara. The Gemara we learned the first when we started the Masechta, and that is, what's the difference between Rabba and Rava? Based on what we just said, there were a few interesting things that just emerged. I in these Rashis that we're not learning inside. So a few things just emerged, and that is, so what then is the new Nafkamina? So we have to revise the Nafkamina. Number one, what would be if two Eidim, or two Shluchim, would bring the get? So, according to Rava, so you have two, it's not going to be a problem. And even though we just said Rava agrees to Rava, okay, but again, is not going to be an issue. But Rava's still worried about that. He's going to have to say, one Medina Sayyam. According to Rava, again, Rabba agrees to that, but that's not a problem because it's Taisa Medina. However, Rabba holds Lefisha in Bikin Lashma, that is going to be a problem. Why is this an edited list? Because which is missing of the three? What's missing is the second one, Medina le Medina be'Eretz Yisrael. Medina le Medina be'Eretz Yisrael, that's not going to be an issue. Why? Because we thought that would be a nafkamina, where according to Rava al Koponim, there you would have to say, b'fanai nechta, b'fanai nechta. Right? That was a case where Rava would be the machmer. The other two, Rabba's the machmer. Asur Beitrei, Rabba's the machmer. Oysa Medina be'Medina Sayyam, Rabba's the machmer. Medina le'Medina be'Eretz Yisrael, Rava would have been the machmer. But Rava came around, and Rava said, no, in that case, you would not have to say b'fanai nechta, b'fanai nechta. Why not? Because of the Oyla Regalim and because of the Batei Dinim Kfuin. So the bottom line is, if that's the case, so that's no longer a nafkamina. All we have is the other two nafkaminas. So again, we'll pick this up in Netz Shem tomorrow and we'll introduce and recap whatever's necessary for tomorrow's daf. But we definitely ended with a shocking one-liner. Right, this is a little bit of a turn that was not anticipated, and that is that Rabba is Islay. Again, if you're learning this for the first time, that is that Rabba is Islay LaRabba. Rabba really holds of the town of Lefishein Eidim Mitzuyim LaKaima. He just holds that. In addition to that, there's also a chashash of Lefishein Bekiyin Lishma. So Baruch Hashem, we learned the daf and a half. We're up to date, and just to conclude with one light ha'ara. And that is the Ramban in his Hakdama to Sefer Dvarim. So he talks a little bit about what the purpose of Sefer Dvarim is. So I'll just read a few lines, a few excerpts of the Ramban. HaSefer Hazeh Inyona Yodua. Everyone knows, sort of, what the purpose of Sefer Dvarim was. Shu Mishneh Torah. It's Mishneh Torah. It's Chazar. Yevar by Moshe Rabbeinu all of Ashalom Lador Hanichnas Baaretz. Moshe Rabbeinu was explaining to the generation that was going to enter Eretz Yisrael, Roiv Mitzvah Satoira Hatzriches LeYisrael. Not all, but the majority of the mitzvahs that the Yidden would have to know. Says the Ramban, I want to make a few observations related to the mitzvahs that are and aren't mentioned in Sefer Dvarim. V'lo Yasker by Dover B'Teiras Kayan. Notice, says the Ramban, there's not one mention of anything related to Teres Koyanim in Sefer Dvar. Now, the Grah are a few, but Teres Koyanim in general is not mentioned. Loi b'maisei ha-karbonois, v'loi b'tahayres koyanim u'maseim. And the reason is shekvar beir oisam lehem, because Teres Koyanim was already mentioned. One of the five svarim were kemat and completely dedicated to these halachas. V'ha-koyanim's reason hey. And the Kehanim has reason, they don't need to be told and then told again. They know exactly, you tell them once, Kehanim's reasoning. But for the rest of Klal Yisrael that are not reason, they need to hear it again, and need to hear it again. And then Rabban says there's some things they need to hear multiple times, like the Inyan of Avodah Zarah, that is Azorah is Merubah Yizu Achazu, because it's so chomer and it needs chizik, so therefore the Torah mentioned it again and again and again and again and again. There's another observation, says the Ramban, that needs to be made in Mishneh Torah. That is, v'oid yoyse b'sefer hazeh, k'satz mitzvahs, sh'loi nizkeru klal. He says, if you go through Sefer Dvarim, you're going to find mitzvahs that are not chazara. Mitzvahs that were not mentioned anywhere in the Torah. They're being mentioned for the first time in Sefer Dvarim. K'goy, hayibum, v'din moit tni shemra, v'hagerishin b'isha. That's why we're discussing this now. V'edim zoymimin v'zulasam. Says the Ramban, don't think, Chalila, that these mitzvahs that were not mentioned until Mishneh Torah, were not mentioned until Mishneh Torah because they weren't nitzav until Mishneh Torah. Right, when did Mishneh Torah play itself out? It was in Arvos Mayav. Like the Torah says, right in the beginning of Sefer Dvarim, which is 40 years after the Yidden left Mitzrayim. This is literally the final year, Moshe Rabbeinu's final moments. Hoyo Moshe Beres HaTorah Hazois. That's what's going on. So says the Ramban, you would think, maybe, that the mitzvahs that are only mentioned in Sefer Dvarim were only netstava in Arvos Mayav. Says the Ramban, that's a terrible mistake. V'kvar nemru loy kumam b'Sinai. No, all these mitzvahs were already commanded at Sinai. Oy ba'ayol mayed, or what was nishnas in the ayol mayed b'shana rishayna. Ki ba'arvos mayav loy neschad shu loy ela divrei arbris. Because the only chiddush in Arvus Maya was there was a new bris, like we learned in the end of Masechta Soita. But in terms of mitzvahs, there was nothing that was neschadish. Says Rabban, it's for that reason I'll make another observation. That you don't find anywhere in Sefer Dvarim, Vayidabra Hashem al Moshe Lemar, or Tzaves B'nei Yisrael, or Yidabra B'nei Yisrael, V'yamar Taleim, mitzvah ployness. You know why? Because this is all chazara. Really, every single mitzvah was mentioned earlier. So here's the kasha, says the Ramban. If that's the case, so why were these mitzvahs not mentioned earlier in the Torah? Meaning, the mitzvahs that are only mentioned in Mishnah Torah, that are not mentioned in Bereishis, Shmois, Vayikra, Bamidbar. What's Taka the Pshat? Now, Bishlam, if the Pshat would have been, because they weren't Itztav and Talarvas Mayav, okay, so in real time, chronologically, it makes sense that they should only be in Mishnah Torah. But the Ramban says, I'm telling you now that the only Chiddush in Arvus Mayav was the Bris, but I found that there were no mitzvahs that were Nischadish in Arvus Mayav. So if that's the case, so how come these mitzvahs were not mentioned earlier in the Torah? So the Ramban, Avoloi nichtavu ha-mitzvahs besvarim ha-rishoinim she-yedabrim yoytzei Mitzrayim, ki ulai loy nagu ba-oysen ha-mitzvahs rak ba-oretz. Because maybe all the mitzvahs that are only mentioned in Mishnah is a Meir Digger Ramban. Were only the gay in Eretz Yisrael. They weren't knowing in the Midbar. Even though it's not mitzvahs atluyus ba'aretz. Kashaba b'inyan ha-nesachim. Like you find by the nesachim. The nesachim that are brought with a carbon. It's not mitzvahs atluyus ba'aretz, but it was only knowing in Eretz Yisrael. They had karbanas in the Midbar, but nesachim is only kisavayu. So says the Ramban, there's a precedent for mitzvahs that are really not tluyus ba'aretz, but that are only noyig in Eretz Yisrael. So the Ramban says, maybe that's pshat. Oy, maybe I have a different suggestion. Maybe because these mitzvahs are not common, but hiskirim rak bebonim noychalei aretz. So for the few years that they were going to be in the Midbar, so they weren't nitztava. And that's why it's not mentioned in those svarim. But once you're going to go to Eretz Yisrael, so that's where we're going to be. Therefore, over there, we would have to have these mitzvahs. So Dr. Ramban, I have two suggestions. Maybe why the mitzvahs that are only mentioned in Mishnah Torah were only mentioned in Mishnah Torah. It's not because that's when the Eibishter told Moshe Rabbeinu those mitzvahs. All these mitzvahs were Sinai Digger mitzvahs. So why is it not mentioned in the Torah until Mishnah Torah? Either the reason is ki ulai lo nagu ba'isan ha-mitzvahs rak ba'aretz, or the reason is b'nei she'enon tedirois, and therefore lo yaskirin rak b'banim noichalei ha'aretz. So I saw Rabbi David Yoel Weiss, Shlita, in Megadim Chadashim, on Parshas Kisetze, he has a beautiful ha'ara, short ha'ara, and we're going to end with this. And that is, there's a medrash in Masechtas Kala. So the Mari Abuhav brings it in his Menorah Samar. I'm going to read it from there. This is Simin Shin Chav Dalet. He's talking about the Inyan of Shalom, which is a Masechtas Soita thing, right? Godol ha-shalom kishem ha-kodesh ha-yem nichta b'ktuch ha-nimcha al-amayim ha-hatul shalom ben ish le-ishtoy. That's Sivkot and Dawud. So this is Mamesh Sivkot and Heya, smichus between Soita and Gittin. Says the Mari Abuhav that someone that's roed of achar ha-shalom nikra talmidoy shal ha-harin. He's called a Talmud of ha-harin. L'fishakha choysa midosi shal ha-harin. U'boi shibcha ya-koso. Teira semes hoysa b'fiyo ba-avlo loy nimsa b'svasa. Listen to this Masechtas Kal. This was the umnes of Aharon. If Aharon HaKohen heard that there were two people in a fight, he would go to one of them, and he would say, Shalom Alecha Rebbe. So Aharon HaKohen knocks on your door, and he says, Shalom Alecha Rebbe. But who Omer? The person would respond, Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umayri. Mayavakish Mayri Khan. What's the Rebbe doing here? But who Omer? And he would tell him, you know, Pliny Chavercha, Shigrani Etzlecha Lefayescha. You know, you have a friend. He told me that you had a little bit of a situation. He asked me if I would be an intermediary, if I would come and I would try to be mafayas you. He really feels terrible about what happened. But Bnei Shammah, in fact, he told me, Oy lisha sarachti al chaveri. I feel so bad that I mamish sinned towards my friend. I didn't act like a mensch. Miad, as soon as the person heard this from Aharon HaKohen, Hoya Oysa, Ho Ish, Mahara Bedaite Vaomer, he would start having Hirurim. Oy, Vichi Kozeh Tzadik. But Eliva Faiseni, he would be so overwhelmed. Wow, I'm so touched that he feels bad and he sent Aharon HaKohen towards me. Valkein, Hoya Oymeloi. So immediately he would tell Aharon, Rebbe, Ani Husha Sarachti Olav. Ah, he thinks that the truth is, you know, I have to be honest. I'm the one that didn't behave properly. But Hoya Lachet Solach, Aharon HaKohen would go. He would tell the other person exactly what happened. In the meantime, Pokshu Shneim Baderech, these two Yidden would meet together in the street. Zeh Oymelo Zeh, Yimcholi Moiri, Shani Sarachti, Vezeh Oymelo Zeh, Kain. And like this, Aharon HaKohen was a roid of Shah. The Medrash continues. Sham al baal fi ishtay she'asu mariv. If Aaron HaKohen would hear about a husband and a wife that they weren't getting along, he would go to the husband, he would say, b'shvil shanisha neya shne nisgaresa nishtacha. You know, I heard that you're not getting along with your wife. I want you to know. If you're going to divorce your wife, safik timtza kamaisa. It's a safik if you're going to find anyone that's going to be like her. Safik loy timtza kamaisa. V'oy imata moitza u misnatzeso imo. Let's say you're going to remarry, and then you're going to get into a fight with the second wife you're going to marry. The first thing she's going to tell you is, oh, you see, you're showing a pattern of behavior. This is exactly the way you treated your first wife. And Aharon HaKohen would go out of his way with these tachpulos. He came up with creative ways to bring shalom between a man and his friend and between a man and his wife. And I'll prove to you that everybody loved the Aharon HaKohen for this. Because when Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter, Maksiv Bey, what does the Torah say? Vayivku b'nei Yisrael es Moshe shloishim yoyim. The b'nei Yisrael mourned Moshe. U'baharon ksiv, vayivku es Aharon shloishim yoyim. Kol Beis Yisrael. It doesn't say b'nei Yisrael, but it says Kol Beis Yisrael. Afilu noshim, v'loi noshim b'lvad. El afilu k'tanim mispalshim u'boichim. Even the children, the Kayim Ashenemar, Vayivku Asahar, Tono, Shmoinim Elef, Bokharim, Kruyim Meshay Mahar, Yotzu Achim Itasa. After Aharon HaKohen was nifted by his Levaya, there were 80,000 Bokharim whose name was Aharon that was following his Mita, Miman Dahavid Boy Legarsha, Vahodar Vi Abra. From people that Aharon that wanted to divorce their wives, but Aharon HaKohen was able to stop them based on his ability to be an Oyev Shalom V'Roid of Shalom. So Rav David Yoel Weiss was Ma'or. That the Ramban says that all the mitzvahs that are mentioned only in Mishnah Torah, that are not mentioned prior, could be for one of two reasons. Maybe the reason is because these were mitzvahs HaKluyos Ba'aretz. And these are mitzvahs that you can't be Mekayim in the Midbar. He says, L'chure, this Mesechtes Kala that the Maria Buav brings is a contradiction to what Ramban said. Because it's Mefurish over here, that these one husband and wife, where they wanted a divorce. And he says, you're going to divorce her, imatam agarisho iso, sofik timtza, kamoisa, sofik loy timtza, etc., etc. And shmoyne melef bochrim kruyim b'shem mahari yotzu achim itosim iman dahavi boi legarisho v'hod avi yabr. But I'll kapot him, this is the daughter. So said with David Yoel Weiss, that the emes is, this medrash, this mesachtes kalo, that the Maria Bua brings is also mentioned in Avos de Rav Nosson. But in Avos de Rav Nosson, it's Beshinui Loshin Ktas. The Avos de Rav Nosson makes the diak that when Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter, it says, Vayifku b'nei Yisrael as Moshe. But when Aharon HaKohen was Nifter, it says, Vayifku oisoi kol beis Yisrael. Incidentally, Rame Simcha Meshach Chachma says that you see from here there was no Ritzech B'shoigig in the Midbar. It says, how do you know that? Because if there was a Ritzech B'shoigig, then the Ritzech B'shoigig would not have been crying when Aharon HaKohen was Nifter, because he would have gone out of Golas. So if the Pasuk says, Vayivku Oisnei Kol Beis Yisrael, must be there was never a Ritzech B'shoigig. Classic. But Al-Koponim says the Avos Rav Nosson, V'oit Kama Alofim Hoyu B'Yisrael, Shenikru Shma Maharon. There were many thousands of people in Klal Yisrael that were called Aharon. The Masechtes Kala said 80,000. Here it says, Kama Alofim, Shalmole Aharon, because were it not for Aharon, these children would have never came into the world. Because Aharon used to be Mesim Shalom ben Ishla Ishtoi, who Mistavkim Zelazer, for Yukoyrin Shema Yilud al Shmoi. And they would name the child after him, and that's the Vayivku Oisai Kolbeis Yisrael. But said Rav David Yoel Weiss, this Avoster Rav Nosson is essentially saying what the Masechtes Kala that Mary Abua brings. But there's one thing it doesn't mention over here. Doesn't mention anything about Gerishin. All it says is Shayamesim Shalim Benishla Ishtai, Umizdavgim Zet and Zet, Vayukurim Shem Hayilud al Shamar. So we have a Dakos in the Menorah Samar, in the Masechtes Kala. They were going to get divorced, and they almost did, and he gave them a whole Teichacha. In the Avos de Rav Nosson, it doesn't mention a word about Gerishin. Could be Stam, the way the narrative was being told over. But said Rav David Yoel Weiss, it could be there's a Yesoidus thing in Machloikis over here. It could be it's the two pshatim in the Ramban and the Akdamah to Sefer Dvarim. Where the Ramban asks the Shaila, why is it that there's certain mitzvahs that are only mentioned in Mishnah Torah that are not mentioned at all in the first few Svarim? One reason he says is ki ulai lo nagu ba'isan mitzvahs rak ba'aretz. The second reason is mevdeisha in a tediros lo yaskinu rak ba'banim noichalei ha'aretz. Gerushin is one of the mitzvahs that are mentioned in Mishnah Torah that are not mentioned in the other svarim, like the Ramban himself gave as an example. Yibum moitzni shemra gerushin and edim zayim. Incidentally, although the mitzvah of gerushin is not mentioned in the other four svarim, but the concept of a grusha is. A kohen is not allowed to marry a grusha. That's a pasuk in Parashas Zemar. Something to think about. The Ramban says that it could be it wasn't noyig in the midbar. The Ma'ase said that parasha you do have. But the bottom line is, says Zokter of W.I.Y., so it could be that's the machlokes over here. The Masechtas Kalu that the Menorah Samar brings, that the Maria Abua brings, that Tmashma, there was Gerushin, that's going like the second time in the Ramban. Whereas the Ovester of Nosin, that doesn't say a word about Gerushin, that would be Matin, even with the first time of the Ramban. Incidentally, the Ramban says that Gerushin wasn't Tadir, wasn't Shchiach. Rav David Yoel is Ma'ir from this Medrash. 80,000 children came about from Shalom Bayis issues where there was almost a Gerushin. He does the math of how long they were in the Midbar, and he talks about it seemed like it might have been pretty Tadir. So another thing to think about. But the bottom line is, Gerushin could be, it's a fascinating takeaway, wasn't noyig when the Yidu were in the Midbar. So when the Yidu were in the Midbar, there was no parasha of Gerushin. So what does that mean? It means if someone got married, he couldn't divorce his wife. It means he could divorce her without a parasha of Gerushin. L'chayr, it's the former, not the latter. Definitely something to think about. We'll stop here.